Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host. We have a lot of people in studio today. We have Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
We have Scott Schaffman from Cornerstone Mortgage and Kim Anderson from Berkshire Hathaway Select. Welcome, guys.
Hello, hello.
Yeah.
Great information.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming in today. And Kim, best way to contact you, I know you have a great website. It's choosekim.com. Is that?
That's right.
So choosekim.com.
Choosekim.com.
That's pretty easy.
Yeah, you can't misspell that. Most websites, it's really easy to misspell it. And if anybody wants to reach out to you, what's the best phone number?
314-704-1276.
All right, so we know that you've been in the business a long time, and you get to see the ups and downs of the market. And you and Scott have been in partnership where you guys have been able to refer business back and forth. What does somebody that's listing a home, what do they need to know?
They need to know that it's very important to be prepared from the get-go. I like to have my home staged. I have a stager that I work with that does a fantastic job if a seller needs that help. I also use a professional photographer. I feel like our first impression is online, not when they walk in the front door. All my listings have a huge online presence, and I like it to look perfect from the get-go.
Okay, so there's a normal commission that they basically, somebody has to pay whenever they're going to sell a house. How much extra do they have to pay for the staging and the professional photographer?
I pay for the photographer. The staging, it depends on what they're having staged. Sometimes people use her furniture that's a little bit more, or she'll just come in and rearrange their things. Sometimes it's just accessories. Sometimes it's one room. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a whole house. I mean, it just depends. I would say anywhere from $500 to $1,500 for a three-month period.
So if they have a budget, they could work within
Absolutely.
That budget. So okay. That's good to know.
Right, so they could just rearrange a few things. And you would deem that as being really important when you're listing a home, right?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so and what else? If somebody's listing, so staging, professional photos, anything else they need to do to get prepared?
They need to have it priced right. I mean, if it's not priced right, it's not going to sell no matter how great it looks. And not just for to get that buyer in the door, but also for the appraisal purposes. We're seeing a lot of appraisals not coming in here lately because of the lack of inventory. It's driving the prices up, and sometimes these appraisers are not seeing that same price.
I was just going to ask you about, what is our market like out there right now? Are there enough homes to choose from, or
no.
What's going on?
No, we have the available homes for sale is down 17% right now. So the houses are selling fast. The days on market is down 18%. And houses are selling fast. I mean, the good ones that are priced right and look nice are selling sometimes in a matter of minutes.
So they have a term for that. Is that a seller's market then?
Definitely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and let's make sure, because when you talk about those things being down, days on market being down, the available homes for sale being down, does that mean that the market's down?
No. The market's not down. The market is up. And the problem that we're having right now with the lack of inventory is because so many of the people don't want to put their houses on the market until they find somewhere to move to.
Right.
So
catch 22. If everybody would hit go at the same time, we'd be in business.
Right, because one of the other statistics that you told us off the air was that sales volume is up 16%.
Correct. And so, these stats are in St. Louis County.
Right, okay. So St. Louis County, which is the main part of the metro area, and I think the other counties follow those stats pretty darn closely. Mm-hmm. So with sales volume up 16%, but the number of available properties down 17%, that means there's really a lot more competition for those properties.
Right, and that's what's driving our prices up.
And Scott, okay. Is there anything you're doing with buyers to make sure they're prepared to be able to take advantage of that?
Absolutely. I am recommending for anybody that I'm pre-approving to actually start the loan process so we can actually get a loan commitment letter to financing. If that property comes on the market and it is priced right, there are going to be five buyers lined up for that property. Okay, so the seller is going to be able to choose which offer they want to accept. Well, there's going to be five pre-approvals, right? But if we can have one loan commitment and four pre-approvals, who do you think is going to get that house?
That's
all right,
an
so
easy
Kim,
answer.
Kim, if you're the listing agent in that situation and you do get five offers that come in over a weekend, and a couple of them have a pre-qual letter, pre-qualification letter, and a couple have a pre-approval letter, and then you get one with a full loan commitment, and it's a loan commitment from Cornerstone Mortgage, What kind of difference does that make?
It makes a huge difference. And I make sure, too, when I have the buyer and I'm the one writing that contract, that I explain that to the other realtor, how much better this this commitment letter is that Cornerstone does.
Right.
They've looked more thoroughly into the client's financial situation, and and they're not going to back out. They're not going to have a problem with financing if they have this commitment letter from Cornerstone.
When it's not just a loan officer looking at information and deciding, yes, I think they can qualify. Actually going all the way through the underwriting process, so the only thing we're waiting on then is an appraisal and title work on the property.
Exactly.
I think it closes very quickly at that point.
Right.
Yeah, major competitive advantage for a buyer if they have that in hand. So somebody that is buying a home, what are some of the number one, number two tips that you think they need to know if they're looking to buy right now?
Well, that they need to be pre-approved and preferably with Scott so that we have this commitment letter. And that also, I advise them to start looking sooner than what they really want to move. If they're moving in 6 months' time, it's good to start now, look around, make sure, because sometimes they might think they want a certain area or a certain style home. Mm-hmm. Once they get looking, they find out that that's not at all what they wanted, or they want a totally different area.
Now, I noticed on your website you have an open house search tool.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I'm looking for an area and just kind of preliminary looking, that'd be a great place to start on your
Absolutely.
Website.
Absolutely. And also, if you upload my mobile app, you can go on there and see the open houses in the area that you're driving around in. You can see houses for sale that you're near. And, yeah, it's a great app.
It's a great tool.
And if they want to upload that app, can they get that at ChooseKim.com?
That's right.
Okay, so on your website at ChooseKim.com, they can upload the mobile app and be able to search properties that are driving around. Great tool. I think so many people have smartphones nowadays that they need to be able to take advantage of that and be mobile.
Right.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Kim Anderson from Berkshire Hathaway Properties, and we also have Scott Schaffman from Cornerstone Mortgage in studio with us. Guys, definitely appreciate you taking the time to come in. And Kim, what other things you're seeing out there? And I know that there are 8,500 realtors in the St. Louis market. Why would somebody choose you as a realtor? And I already know the answer to this, but I want to hear you say it because it's something you probably have to answer this question frequently.
Mm-hmm. Well, 95% of my clients are referred from other clients. And my past clients have seen firsthand my commitment to them, my experience that I have, the knowledge that I have. And by golly, I'm fun.
She is.
You make the home buying process fun. I love that. You're the first one that's ever said that. I like that.
I think so. In 100
That alone is a great answer. I mean, nothing's going to take the home buying stress off more than just somebody that's fun to deal with.
It should be a fun process. I mean, buying a home is fun.
And it's usually stressed out, so that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be fun.
So, Kim, there's some things out there that it's actually come up a couple times this week, and I kind of referred people to to different sites to educate themselves, but it's a little thing called home warranty. I know your site said that you have that option. Do you recommend that for people when they're buying a home, that it has a home warranty, or what's your rule of thumb on that?
Typically, if I'm listing a home that is 12 years old or more, then I suggest that they have it at the time of listing.
Okay.
It gives the buyers peace of mind. They have the warranty for one full year from the day of closing.
Okay.
And for a buyer, pretty much if it's over 10 years old, I ask the seller to do it.
Mm-hmm. Got it. So you're really looking out for both sides, it sounds like.
Right.
Okay. And the importance of that, do you have any examples of what people have gone through with something like that, not having a warranty?
Yeah, when would they need a warranty? Yeah.
Oh, if their stove breaks, the refrigerator breaks, I have somebody come into my house tomorrow because my garbage disposal broke.
Okay.
And then you pay a one-time, when they come out, you pay a copay, $75, and everything else is taken care of.
Wow. So some major things that could be
electrical, plumbing, drain lines.
It's
really garage doors. It covers a lot.
And what's the typical cost of a home warranty?
$445.
$445. And how often do you see it negotiated in where the seller pays it?
All the time.
Really?
So
almost always.
Almost always. Because it also helps the seller in negotiating inspection items. Mm-hmm. If something, water heater is old or a furnace is old, but it's still working, they don't need to replace it. They can say, but you can replace
cheaper.
It within a year if it breaks.
Okay.
Right. Much cheaper for them to pay $445 for a home warranty.
Right.
And say, hey, it's in good shape. We'll prove it to you. if it's not in good shape, then, you know, it's going to get replaced for you.
Here's the best thing about it, too, from a seller's point of view. Mm-hmm. If they do it at the time of listing, they have that warranty in effect the entire time their house is listed. If they use it while it's listed, they pay that same $75 copay.
So if something goes bad while they have their house
they
listed,
can use it.
Oh, very
but
good.
But let's say, God forbid, something happens and they take their house off the market. Right. They don't have to pay for that warranty. They pay their $75 for that repair, and that's that.
Oh, wow.
So it's a win-win situation.
Yeah, it is.
When somebody's not very handy like myself, it
really comes Scott uses it all the time, don't you, Scott?
Well, and Scott, when you're talking about not being handy and you're willing to get some help, one of the things that makes you great as a loan originator is that you have some really good help, and you have a really good team behind you. Who is your team that's behind you?
So Jason Jacobs has been with me for about 3 years now, and he's been a phenomenal addition to my team, and has helped me grow my business and taken it off to the next level. And then about a year ago, since we've been growing so quickly, we hired Lindsay Timms. She started part-time, and about a month after being part-time, she was full-time.
All right.
Excellent.
And we're looking to hire more people, to be honest with you.
Well, you're going to continue to grow the team.
It's been phenomenal. And a lot of it is because of the support that we have at Cornerstone.
That's
good.
I'm going to say right now, I'm looking to hire somebody too. If anybody's interested, please contact me.
All right. So reach out to Kim Anderson if you're looking
for a job
and you want to get in the real estate business. And guys, definitely appreciate you coming in. And if you have time to stick around, I have some more questions, because next segment, we're going to talk about the four necessary reality checks before you list your home. Mm-hmm. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle, and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.